Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Arena REIT HY20 Results Conference Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Rob de Vos, Managing Director. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to Arena REIT's results presentation for the first half of financial year 2020. Our announcement, investor presentation, and financial statements were released to the ASX earlier this morning. My name is Rob de Vos, Arena's Managing Director, and joining me on the call today is Gareth Winter, Arena's Chief Financial Officer. The format of today's call will have Gareth and I present Arena's half-year investor presentation, and as always, we will be happy to answer any further questions at the end of the session. Moving straight into the presentation on page three for the highlights. In first half 2020 has been another productive period for Arena, with our major highlights being the replenishment of our development pipeline, which will further enhance future earnings growth, as well as recycling of assets to maintain our strong portfolio quality. We've also extended the maturity and capacity of our debt facility, and post-balance date, we've increased our exposure to the healthcare sector. Net operating profit for the half is $21.4 million, up 17%. Earnings per security of $0.0717 and distribution paid of $0.0715 per security, both up 6% on half year 2019. We've seen further growth in our net asset value, up 4% from financial year 2019. Our average rent increases for the period were 3.1%, assisted by the resolution of three uncapped market reviews from financial year 2019. We maintain a relatively low risk funding profile with gearing at just over 23%. Pleasing headline numbers for the first half, in line with our expectation and positioning us well for the full year. Moving to the next slide. The strong numbers we are reporting today are a result of positive outcomes across our portfolio and capital management programs. It is our team's consistency and approach, strong industry relationships, high conviction, and ongoing strategy discipline that is supporting Arena in providing our security holders sustainable long-term returns. Highlights for the period under the team's key focus areas are 100% occupancy has been maintained, average rental growth of 3.1%, which includes those three uncapped market reviews that were resolved in the period but related to financial year 2019. Those market rent reviews provided an average increase of 15%. Three operating centers in Victoria and Queensland were acquired in high-demand locations with existing and new tenant partners, where we've been able to introduce our preferred 20-year triple net leases and obtain an initial yield on all costs of 6.2%. We've completed one development in the period in Spring Farm in Greater Western Sydney for a total cost of $5.6 million and an initial yield on all costs of 6.5%. We've also acquired 11 new early learning center development sites that are located across three states. Each are pre-committed to new and existing tenant partners on 20-year triple net leases on sustainable rents of between $3,000 and $3,500 per license place. During the period, we commenced our renewable energy program that is focused on working with our tenant partners to install and promote the use of solar and reduce the energy intensity of our portfolio. We currently have approximately 10% of the portfolio using solar power and are in advanced negotiations for a further 18 properties to have solar installations completed over the course of the second half. We've also undertaken further upgrade and rejuvenation works with two of our tenant partners across six properties that has allowed us to improve asset quality and access better rental profiles. Our WALE has been maintained at 14.1 years. We've sold five early learning centers that, relative to the balance of the portfolio, were older and less efficient, each located in regional Queensland for total proceeds of $13.3 million and a premium of 11.6% to book value. We've seen further valuation growth across the portfolio of $20.3 million or 2.5%. The passing yield for the portfolio now sits at 6.3%. We maintain ongoing discipline to our long-term strategy, and we believe that we are well-positioned for ongoing positive operational outcomes. I'll now pass you over to Gareth to present the financial results in more detail.
Thanks, Rob, and good morning, everyone. On page 6, you will find a summary of Arena's operating income statement for the half year, which shows a 17% increase in net operating profit. The net operating profit represents Arena's cash-based earnings and is the source of distributions to investors. There is a reconciliation of net operating profit to statutory profit in the appendix to the presentation. The most substantial adjustment is the periodic revaluation of investment property. The EPS of 7.17 cents for the half is 6% higher than last year and is tracking to expectations, with the 6% EPS growth expected to be maintained in the second half of FY20. The key driver of the growth is the 13% increase in property income. This income growth has been derived on a basis consistent with prior years, and it is coming from the rent reviews, which averaged 3.1% in the half, with further market rent reviews to be completed in the second half of FY20, and the benefit of new income from Arena's continued investment in ELC developments and acquisitions over the past 18 months. In that time, we've invested a net $102 million in new projects. Looking at some of the line items, property expenses are stable, notwithstanding the increase in assets. Cash operating expenses also relatively stable, given the growth in the scale of the business over the past year, with the increases largely driven by regulatory and compliance costs, such as the ASIC industry funding, and corporate insurances and custodian fees. Finance costs also stable, a slight decline, primarily due to a small decline in the cost of borrowing, and also timing on debt draws following the mid-2009 capital raise, after which we repay some debt in drawing that back. Higher statutory profit, primarily due to the increase in property revaluations in the first half of FY20, which at $20 million was around $2 million more than the prior period. We also did not have a swap mark-to-market recur in 2019. That was $2 million in the comparative period in 2018. And there was also a circa $1 million gain on sale of properties during the half. With operating performance being in line with expectations, we have paid distributions of 7.15 cents for the half, which is in line with our full-year distribution guidance of 14.3 cents per security. As I mentioned, this represents annual growth of around 6% on FY19. The full-year payout ratio is expected to be consistent with recent years at a little over 97%. This reflects the strong underlying cash flows generated by the business and the predominantly triple net nature of our leases. Just turning to page 7, this slide presents a summary of Arena's balance sheet. The full balance sheet is in the appendix to the presentation. Key points to note here: that growth in total assets is primarily due to net $35 million invested into ESC developments and acquisitions during the first half, and asset revaluations of $20 million, which I just mentioned. The revaluations is also one of the primary drivers of the 7% increase in net assets and the 4% increase in net assets per security. Gearing has remained stable at around 23%, which remains well below Arena's maximum gearing range of circa 35 to 40%. This level of gearing continues to give Arena substantial scope to take advantage of new growth opportunities and also provide a buffer around any future market volatility. Gearing is expected to increase by a few percentage points as the development projects are completed. Turning to page 8, capital management summary. Arena's approach to capital management prioritises resilience and risk reduction in the face of market volatility. During the period, we finalised our SPP in July 2019, which raised $16 million. We have maintained a near five-year average duration in our interest rate hedge book, over the period, with 76% cover at present. And we have also recently increased our access to liquidity with a $50 million expansion of our syndicated debt facility. And we also extended our debt maturities by 12 months so that our weighted average term is now 4 years. And I note that there is no expiry in the next 3 years. As Rob mentioned, we've also sold 5 ELCs during the period, which will settle throughout FY20, the proceeds of which will be recycled into the new developments and acquisitions. All-in average cost of debt reduced 10 bits to 3.55%. If interest rates stay around current levels, we would expect that our average cost of debt will further reduce over time, as there is a positive reversion of value in the existing hedge book. Finally, it is important to note that Arena is operating well within the requirements of our debt facility and that we have substantial headroom in both our LVR and ICR covenants. I'll hand you back to Rob now, who will take you through the property portfolio and development pipeline.
Thanks very much, Gareth. I'm on page 10. Arena owns 233 properties across Australia with a value of just over $850 million. The portfolio's passing yield is 6.32%, which has seen compression over the period of 6 basis points. In terms of diversification, we continue to improve our spread of tenant partners, and geographically, with over 80% of the portfolio located in the eastern seaboard states. Sector diversity remains unchanged for the period. Given the strong macroeconomic drivers of healthcare accommodation, we would like to be doing more in this space, but outside our acquisition in Kalamunda, which we'll discuss later in this presentation, we've seen limited opportunities in the period, and the transactions that have taken place have been on pricing metrics that are not consistent with our view of long-term value. Moving on to the lease expiry on page 11, the portfolio WALE was maintained at 14.1 years during the period as a result of proactive management initiatives, strong tenant relations, and new development and acquisition activity. With no current vacancies and no income expiry in the next 3 years, as you can see on the graph on this slide, we have less than 3.5% of the portfolio's income expiring in the next 9 years. And from there, the expiry profile of the portfolio is staggered relatively evenly from financial year 2029 to 2039, and a small proportion of income expiring financial year 42 and beyond. So very long-term, highly transparent and predictable cash flows that have annual escalations, providing real growth to our security holders. Moving on to our rent review profile on the next slide, and we've broken down the half-year 20 review structures that made up the 3.1% like-for-like growth in the first column. As you can see there in grey, we still have 4.8% of this period's income subject to a market review that has not yet been resolved. We also have the 7 uncapped reviews that relate to financial year 19 that are in determination. We anticipate all of these will be resolved over the course of the second half. Looking forward to the next few years, you'll note the vast majority of our rent reviews continue to be those fixed or CPI with at least 2.5% ratchet. Our exposure to market rent reviews is 7.8% for the current year, 9.1% for financial year 21, and reducing to 3.9% in financial year 22. Each of those has the cap of 7.5% increase and a collar at the prevailing passing rent. Moving to page 13, acquisitions and developments. Our origination programs are working well. We've benefited from a period where developers in general have not been as active in the market and allowed us to secure some great projects that will provide for strong and sustainable business propositions for our tenant partners. We've also benefited from our strong tenant relationships, which has allowed us to jointly acquire going concern properties, where Arena can buy the freehold subject to a new long-term lease and our tenant partner can buy the business. We've acquired 3 operating centres in the period, 2 in Victoria and 1 in Queensland, for a total cost of $15.5 million and an initial yield on cost of 6.2%. In total, our development pipeline now has 16 early learning centre projects that are located in Queensland, South Australia, Western Australia, Tasmania and New South Wales, with a forecast cost on completion of $86 million. Each of our development projects are being undertaken on a fund-through basis, and we've secured agreement for leases with strong tenant partners on each project in our standard 20-year triple net lease format. We anticipate that our current development programs will provide 1,700 high-quality early learning places in undersupplied communities. They will deliver us a little over $5.7 million in additional rent, equating to a 6.7% yield on all development costs. We have a strong track record in executing on our development pipeline, having completed 38 successful early learning centre developments in the last 6 years, significantly more than any other group in the country. During the period, we completed 1 development in Spring Farm, a new and quickly expanding community in Greater Western Sydney. The total cost was $5.6 million and initial yield on all costs was 6.5%. The property is located adjacent to a recently constructed retail precinct and has great exposure, being on a major thoroughfare and close to the local primary school. The development was completed on time and on budget and is operating well in its first couple of months of trade. We're on schedule to complete a further 3 exciting development projects in the second half, with a balance of our current pipeline scheduled to be completed over the course of financial year 21. Of the $86 million total anticipated cost, We've invested just under half with $44 million of capital expenditure outstanding as at balance date. Moving on to the next slide. ELC sector, demand drivers for the early learning sector continue to be strong. So the Coalition Government's childcare subsidy is doing exactly what it was designed to do, increase early learning participation and promote higher workforce productivity. Australia recorded its highest number of children attending long daycare in 2019, with attendances up 12.5% since the introduction of the childcare subsidy. Supporting this number has been the decline of the informal family daycare sector, with attendances reducing by 27% over the same period. So long daycare attendances are up, and we're seeing a large swing out of informal care into formal centre-based care. Female workforce participation has again increased and is also at a record high of 64%. Affordability for early learning services has increased and remains 4% more affordable than before the childcare subsidy introduction in July 18. However, operator fee growth is increasing at a rate above the subsidy escalation, which will be an area of interest to the industry and government over the coming years. In relation to supply, it's something we continue to watch carefully. As anticipated, we saw a moderation of growth in calendar year 2019 up to the third quarter and an increase in the December quarter, which resulted in an overall annual increase of new centres of 319 or 4.2% growth. Based on our assessment of the progress of current development applications across the country and generally a more measured approach from operators in relation to their expansion programs, we anticipate supply growth is likely to remain at around that 4% mark in the medium term. Importantly, while you can look at supply growth at a headline level, it is more meaningful to consider both supply and demand at an individual catchment level. This analysis is inherent in ARENA's ongoing investment and portfolio management programs. So what does that all mean for ARENA's Early Learning Centre portfolio? I'm now on page 15. ARENA's portfolio is in a strong position. We're 100% occupied. Every one of our 223 early learning centres provides operating data, and that data provides us important information that assists our capital allocation decisions and provides insight into the general health of the sector. Across our portfolio, underlying operator occupancy has improved for our tenant partners, which in aggregate in the 12 months to September was up 5%. Daily fee growth has increased 3.6% from 30 June and 5% from 30 September 2018, to reflect an average of $107 per day, which remains significantly below the government's benchmark fee of $130 per day. As you can see on the graph at the bottom of the page, the government funding package suits our early learning centre portfolio, which is typically geared towards middle-income families. And to give this some context, 99% of our early learning centres have daily fees under the government's benchmark fee. Our average rent per place across the portfolio is $2,300 per place, and given that we have developed more than 25% of the portfolio over the last 5 years, remains highly affordable, with rent to revenue ratio continuing to sit below 11%. Moving on to the next slide, page 16. In the healthcare sector, the macro trends are also positive. A higher number of people moving into the older age brackets and a higher proportion of the population living with chronic illness, which underpins an increased need for healthcare services and the infrastructure to accommodate those services. Our largest healthcare tenant partner, ASX-listed Healius, have commenced enhancement works across our medical centres aimed at improving customer experience and ultimately to drive better utilisation. SA Care, our specialist disability accommodation tenant partner, continues to perform well, maintaining high occupancy and increasing profitability over the period. Finally on this slide, we're very pleased to confirm the recent settlement of an $11 million medical centre at an initial yield of 6.5%, which is co-located with the Kalamunda Public Hospital, approximately 17 kilometres east of Perth's central business district. The property was purpose-built 6 years ago, is majority leased to Mead Medical, a leading local healthcare provider that has been operating in the Kalamunda community for over 60 years. Moving on to the outlook on page 18, and today we're reaffirming our full-year distribution guidance for financial year 20 of 14.3 cents. This represents an increase of 6% on financial year 19. and looking forward, we maintain our positive outlook, which is underpinned by contracted annual and market rental growth and new investment, which is enhancing underlying earnings and distribution growth. We have a highly engaged and dedicated management team with strong relationships with tenant partners and in-house origination and development expertise. We've replenished our development pipeline and increased our funding capacity to execute on selective further acquisition and development activities. And from a macroeconomic perspective, Australia has a growing need for social infrastructure services based on population growth and changing community needs and values. Arena is well positioned to benefit from that structural demand and to continue delivering benefits to the communities that use our assets and on our investment objective of providing long-term predictable distributions to our security holders with good prospects for growth. That concludes the formal presentation, so I'll now pass you back to the operator to open up for questions. Thank you.